the talk station.
Right now, 831, 55 KRCD Talk Station. Right now, it means iHeartMedia aviation expert Jay Ratliff, who joins the program every Thursday this time to talk aviation issues and sometimes stock market. Jay, welcome back to the program, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. Good morning.
How'd you like that interest rate hike that is going to be followed by yet another point interest rate hike?
When you understand that the average typical historic is like a quarter point, and this is a three-quarter point, and back in July, Fed Chair Powell said that those are very rare. They deploy them very rarely. You know, that's an extreme type of thing, and they've done it now three times this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. All I had to do was look at this morning's 30-year mortgage rate fixed, 6.43%. I think it's 24 basis points higher than a week ago today. So
jeez,
indicative of just how fast things are moving, my friend, and it's really unfortunate for those that are shopping for homes, because that means hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in interest payments.
Yeah, they had 7 months of cooling sales. They say inventories are still low, but those interest rate hikes have priced people right out of the market. So
and will continue to do so. You're right.
We have a continuing supply problem and now an inability problem because of the Fed's actions. You know, I drew it a parallel earlier in the program with Senator Rand Paul. I said it's like chemotherapy. You have to destroy almost the entire body to kill the cancer with the hope that the body's going to live and the cancer is going to die. That's what you have to do to an economy by raising the interest rates to deal with hot inflation brought to you by overspending and debt by the federal government.
You look at when all this started, when we started giving out the checks and everything else. And I mean, it's very clear when it all happened. And it's really unfortunate. And you're right, the Fed has to make sure they, A, stay ahead of inflation, but B, don't push the country further into recession. And the thing that just shocks me is a lot of people are forgetting that the Putin-Ukraine thing could heat up quite a bit. When you've got a wild card, like Putin talking about his deploying nuclear measures, folks, this is not a guy that just talks. I mean, he could do it. And right now, that's something that Wall Street's kind of pushed off to the back of their mind. And you start having some things like that take place over there, and the global economies, which are already slowing to the point of a crawl, it would be ugly and fast.
Oh, the idea of nuclear fallout drifting over our northern European friends and the NATO countries. I mean, wow. I don't even want to think about World War III, but that sure as hell what it sounds like, Jay Ratliff.